T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think New England's going to be a seller. Belichick knows he's won 43% of his games without Brady. He's got to go find the next Brady.
Dale Arnold.
Dale Arnold, host of Dale and Keith.
Oh, yes.
Teams are constantly churning assets who are human beings.
He's a real man of the people.
Rich Keith.
I'd like to wait one more week because you move up one end of the division, you bring Buffalo down, you never know.
Yeah, well, that's hard. That'd be hard for me to go through and think about. I don't know.
Dale and Keith with Andy Hart.
Lance is the manse.
You, my friend, are a boo.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
You know, Rich, I don't normally like to do this. I'm more the purveyor of positivity in these parts.
That's true.
But I can't help but start the program by a simple query of our co-host, Andy Hart, from WEEI.com. Are you an idiot?
Burn him!
Oh, no.
I'm going to need a little more detail.
Yeah,
I
mean,
explain to the group
to what?
Here.
What are you referring to?
Did you set your Halloween candy on auto draft? I mean, did you not select your own team on this?
I think I did a fine job.
You got your ass kicked.
Wait a minute. All right. First of all, we all know people are stupid and make bad votes. Our country is the personification
of
that.
Let's not go political.
Secondary. Your anniversary of that's coming right up.
Oh, secondary.
Can it?
Can we explain what's happening
Reese's
first?
Peanut butter
Can
cups
we explain what the hell is happening?
No. Hold on.
Hold
Andy.
On.
You started it.
I know, but you're already defending yourself.
He can't defend himself.
Hold on. He's obviously very worked up, Dale.
Well, so he's Mutt, also very defensive attacked. For a reason.
Every Wednesday night, Mutt has Andy Hart on. God bless him. He has him on his show. And they do a draft of all kinds of different things. Could be,
weird
could
things
be sports,
sometimes.
Could be non-sports. Yeah. And so last night they did a Halloween draft. They each get 4 picks.
A Halloween candy draft.
Halloween candy draft. And then they each
can't
get 4 picks.
Can't spell candy without Andy.
I hate you so much.
Jesus,
and
like,
so then they
put him back to Mutt.
And so Mutt got the first pick in the draft. And he went with what I think a lot of people would have gone with, number one overall, the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yes.
And to
pretty
which,
easy to pick that one first.
So then
good
Andy,
call by Mutt.
Andy Hart goes with the second pick overall. All of the other candies are available, Dale.
Every
all
other candy.
All of the other candies
peanut butter
are available.
Cups.
That's the only one you can't take. Every single one you can even think of is available. And he goes with the basic B milk chocolate M&Ms.
What a dumb take.
That should go undrafted.
That should maybe.
No,
I
that's
could
a
see
solid
maybe,
pick.
Well, there's only 8 total picks. Yeah, Shy might be right.
Undrafted free agent.
It's probably an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
And like, hey, yeah, that's not it. You might make the team.
Boy.
So that was his first pick.
It's
so
Brian Hoyer of candies.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous.
Well, he's in the league a long
time.
Hey,
the candy can complete a pass.
Yeah, that's probably true. I also, now let me just for clarification, are the peanut butter pumpkins not available?
No,
like
I believe.
The Reese's peanut butter pumpkins, which
we
actually
had,
have a better chocolate to peanut butter
same.
Ratio.
Yeah, but
they're better.
Considered
okay.
the peanut butter
okay.
cup family.
I believe it was all, like they were included in the peanut butter cup. You could still have Reese's Pieces. That ooh. Was a separate candy.
See, how does that go undrafted?
And you passed on that?
I hate Reese's Pieces.
Reese's Pieces
I'm not big
are
on peanut butter.
No, I noticed that.
You
some
eat
of your
a
picks.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich every day at 12:30 when you are in. And you're
roasted.
Telling me that you are not big on peanut butter?
That's a
are
fair
you
point.
Kidding me right now?
I like peanut butter and jelly.
I don't like peanut
boom,
butter.
Roasted.
I eat peanut butter every day, but I don't like it at my candies.
Or okay. my ice cream.
You don't like it combined with chocolate, which is the greatest combination the world has ever seen.
Unbelievable.
Fair point yeah, by that's him. Tough.
So it's not bad enough that his first pick was milk chocolate M&Ms. Okay? I'll give him his second pick.
Wait, are we saying milk chocolate M&Ms aren't a good candy?
I'm just saying
they're fine. They're fine. They're
and
not
you
the
know
number
what
one.
They're your grandma's candy. They're fine. They're going to be there when you show up at her house.
A Werther's
and you're
going to
have some.
Okay,
yeah,
we're also
they're
going to
be fine.
Strategic pick because when you're actually walking, trick-or-treating. No, you just rip the bag open.
It's easier to have a fun-size Milky Way than it is a bag of M&M's.
No, you rip the bag of M&M's open, pour it in your mouth, and keep right on rolling. You didn't even break stride.
Yeah, give me like a fun-size Snickers or a fun-size Milky Way. Yeah.
Nah.
Can I just criticize more than the fact that you screwed up your
first pick? Why not?
You totally screwed that up, and that's, you know, beside the point. How the hell does Sour Patch Kids ever get in a draft when you only have four picks?
This is where
Sour Patch Kids are great.
I would have taken them one overall. After peanut butter cups, I would have taken them one. I would have taken them ahead of M&M's. I have a bigger problem with Andy's draft order than his actual selection.
Yeah, Rich Keith, can you articulate what you said in the back room?
I think you had the worst first pick, and that set you down a bad path. But your overall four of M&M's, Kit Kat, Sour Patch Kids, and Twix are better than Mutt's, Peanut Butter Cup, Peanut M&M's, Snickers, and then he goes with Mini Dark Chocolate Hershey Bar.
That was a weird pick.
That would end up
part.
In the trash.
Yes.
Yeah,
but I do understand Sour Patch
Kids. That's the one I give to the kids, you know, after we clean through their bags.
See you later. Sour Patch Kids obviously are polarizing. Dale doesn't like them. I love them.
I also think they're age-based. I think this may say that Mutt has a bit of an older audience.
I'm telling you,
because you know what? I consulted with my college scouting department for that selection,
which
would be my daughter. And before I left the house, I said, what's your favorite candy? What's the best Halloween candy? And my daughter emphasized, Sour Patch Kids are huge.
I think you also messed up by doubling up on the wafer candies. He doubled up on triple Twix.
Nuts. He went nuts,
yeah, but nuts.
Nuts
are great. Wafer, you need a little bit.
Yeah. But the thing you're not remembering is nuts are great. I don't know how I would have. Now, another polarizing one for me is Three Musketeers, which I love and that went undrafted. I was surprised.
It was close. That would have been. It was close to one of my last.
I think if you just, even if it wasn't your favorite, if you swapped out Snickers for M&M's,
I hate Snickers.
I know
it's the most overrated candy there is.
I think you would have won the poll.
How about Three Musketeers?
I think you would have won the poll.
Their nut to chocolate ratio is not right.
Then you should have gone with Milky Way. It's basically Snickers
also
with no nuts.
I love Milky Way.
Milky Ways are tremendous.
That would have been a priority free agent for me. Milky Way. I would have paid a lot to sign them. Yeah. No
tasty
question.
Nougat.
Yes, I love a good nougat.
I like nougat.
I understand.
Nougat's good.
Well, Twix is a nice last pick, though.
Yeah.
It's a solid pick.
Nice
so, like,
pick.
I
made
love
it
the Twix pick. Yeah. I just don't like it because you already had Kit Kats, so now I'm doubling up on
wafers. Are you a big left Twix or right Twix guy?
I'm a right Twix guy.
I like left Twix.
I hate those ads. I hate the whole thing.
Left Twix.
Not surprised.
Of course you are.
I've noticed.
We've heard you.
For God's sakes.
So I just checked the Mutt at Night poll. 1,648 folks have voted so far.
He's getting walloped.
69% have voted for Mutt, including me.
Nice.
I voted for Mutt.
That's hurtful.
I voted for Hart. I'm telling you.
31% for Hart.
Because Hart has four candies that I would eat. Mutt has three. I would toss one of them.
Yeah, the mini dark chocolate.
What am I doing
Hershey
with that?
Bar,
it's gross.
Right? I don't need that.
It's flat out gross.
Well, first of all, they misspelled Hershey on the poll, so that just.
Well, that's also not
going to
help you.
Edge.
That's not going to help you at all.
Hershey bar?
You don't want to take a ride in my Hershey?
I didn't even notice that.
I don't want that at all.
So I think he kind of screwed you there. But there's
one note that I pulled from this that is maybe more valuable, maybe has a wider range of appeal to an audience that will be dealing with polls in the next week.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
here we go again.
This was fascinating to me that at like 15 votes somewhere early on, within the first minute, it was 69-31 Mutt.
Immediately, right?
And then 1,000 votes later, it's still 69-31 Mutt. Mm. This is how you can say, you know, 10% of the votes are in, but we're going to say Mutt won. Like, it's amazing how
have you counted
work.
The mail-in ballots yet?
We should. I actually, did you see I tweeted out? I think there are a lot of Hart votes found in a river somewhere. Voter fraud.
Could have been.
We deal with it in this day and age. It's not
well,
fair.
Maybe the Supreme Court will now rule in your favor when you appear
all the way
there.
Yeah. So. I hope so, because this is not right.
Well, Mutt won the popular vote, but the Electoral College is in favor of Andy.
Oh, there you go. I hadn't thought about that.
Hey, he may win.
We need to abolish Twitter polls.
He had the number one pick, but it shouldn't be as wide a margin.
Do you want a tiered system? Do you want to
vote
for
I voted for that.
I did not. This isn't the Heisman. You pick one guy or gal. And stick it.
Exactly. It's not the Heisman. Vote on it as if it's the Heisman.
You don't need to vote in a tiered system.
It works for Maine. Works for Dale's Maine.
Exactly.
And Max Law, 50 people doesn't have a chance.
I'm all set.
Request denied.
Yeah.
I think I would do well in the tiered voting.
If that guy in office, I'll take it.
Because Mutt would have the one, but then I'd have the others.
Yeah, you would
maybe have a chance with the tiered voting.
So how was the draft order selected? I have the first pick.
I want to win today.
We always flip a coin, and I believe I called it. I went with the old tails never fails, and tails
definitely has heads on both sides.
Oh yeah, two headed coin.
Should have checked.
I feel like the peanut butter cup thing is a lot of people are just voting off of that.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do.
It's not who has the best person. Whoever has the first pick usually has the best pick.
It'd be like judging Bill's 2000 draft on the first couple picks and forgetting Tom Brady went the sixth round.
Yep. Now, see, for
the draft is good.
Mutt had the best pick, and Andy had the worst pick. Sour Patch Kids lose
no,
it for me.
Oh, the no, worst pick was the wrong. Bitter, stupid
no,
Hershey.
I'd even eat that before. Of course you would. Patch
a Hershey bar I'm tossing into the street. So Mutt had the worst actual selection, but Andy had the biggest overreach with regular M&Ms.
If Mutt had manned up and just taken Skittles as his last pick, Mutt would be the clear
Skittle,
winner.
A little Taste the Rainbow, actually.
No,
but
Mutt, no, he is actually very much opposed to any of the sugary slash fruity.
Oh, of course. Let me ask you. Right. Seen him?
Because I said nerds. You know what? Sneaky, I like nerds.
Ooh, I love
when
a
you
nerd.
Pour a box of nerds in your mouth.
Oh, the wild cherry watermelon
nerds. Yeah. Shocking that Keith likes nerds.
I love nerds.
Shocking, let me just
airheads. He's a dork, actually, so it's weird.
I would take an airhead super high.
You can get airheads, so you can pay a quarter, get an airhead. Oh. I just love doing that.
How about sweet tarts?
No. Not for
too
me.
Sour for you?
Nope. So, Dale, based on what you're saying, do you like any candy that isn't got chocolate in it?
Well, I haven't had candy in a while, but yeah, but not much.
See, so you're like Mutt. So that's what it, yeah, that's you and Mutt have a similar baseline.
Whereas
where you like Starburst and you like eliminate all those.
I'd rather have a varied bucket. When I get home, okay, I got my chocolates. I got some with wafers, some with caramel. Yes. Ooh, a little fruit sugary.
A Swedish fish, perhaps?
Yeah, see,
a nice sour gummy worm.
Do you like Swedish fish better than Sour Patch?
No, I like Sour Patch better.
Because to me, Sour Patch is like starts out as something and then kind of ends as a sweet.
I like Sour Patch
the gummy
better.
Part.
I like them both.
After the early yumminess.
Starburst, assuming you're getting your pinks and your reds.
Yeah, I'm out on the yellows and oranges.
Yeah, I know. You can't have 50% good flavors. That's not.
Maybe they should just drop the ones that it seems like everybody doesn't like.
Probably.
What are those things, those peanuts? You know, they're shaped like peanuts.
Oh, the circus
like,
peanuts?
Tastes like styrofoam.
Garbage. Those are awful.
I don't hate them.
You're better off eating a
you
Tide Pod.
Hate
you don't want some Necco wafers?
No, eat a Tide Pod. You like the circus peanuts?
I don't know if
those
I like them, I don't hate them.
Those have been voted by every single scientific study.
Wait, so you let people decide for you?
Worst candy in the history of candies. What if something has to be the worst, and it's circus peanuts.
What about the,
it is, everywhere.
The pumpkins that are sort of made from like the candy corn?
No, anything in the candy corn family.
Oh, I love the pumpkins.
Out.
Love them.
Those are gross, too.
They are addictive.
It's like eating a vanilla candle.
Yeah. You're like, hey, give me that candle. No, let me take a bite.
Low-key steal would have been some Twizzlers. Pull and peel Twizzlers.
I love a Twizzler. Yeah, best movie snack because you don't get your chocolate or sugar all over your hands.
Amen.
You don't have to wash them
good.
After.
But you just eliminated the two good things. Oh, no chocolate or no sugar. Well, no fun.
Well, what do you mean? Twizzlers are
it
like
reminds
all
me
sugar.
A little
no,
bit of like
they,
wax.
They have
or
sugar, but they don't get on your hands.
You
no, that's
about
why
wax
you gotta
Dale.
Get the pull and
Twizzlers.
Peel ones. They're even better.
Nah. No,
so,
thank you.
A different holiday, but just based on your choices. I'm guessing you like Peeps too, then, Andy.
I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's awful.
Especially the new age Peeps with all the flavors and like cotton candy Peeps.
I saw somebody once, and somebody tweeted out a picture of a pizza with Peeps melted on the top.
I would try it. I would definitely try it.
No.
So gross. It's just marshmallow. You don't like marshmallow?
You know what? You can do with that, Keith.
Yeah.
Take it. Turn it sideways.
Shine it up. So nice.
No, it's actually going to go the other route.
So this is going to end up there, but it's going a different route. So good news, John. When you go trick-or-treating this weekend, you can give all your circus peanuts and all your garbage candy corn to Andy.
Marshmallow pumpkins and everything.
I'm not going. Justin Turner could be out there.
Oh, here we
baby.
Go. Here we go.
But
you're going to be masked up. I assume you're going to go as some sort of scary character.
I'm going to be like Bubble Boy, that Jake Gyllenhaal movie.
That's a good costume this year. That's probably
you
the
know
safest
what my
one
son
there.
Wanted to go on?
What?
He wanted to go as Ridin' Joe Biden. Have you seen that?
No.
And then he found out it was like $50 plus he would have to do rush shipping. And,
what? Wait,
yeah.
What's Ridin' Joe Biden?
I'm looking it up now because it's a popular.
I don't know about this.
Halloween costume.
He's happy to go down the political road.
Oh, yeah. Well, he just
humor?
Googled, like, you know, popular or crazy Halloween costumes. And
the Trump suit that Borat was wearing was pretty convincing. He goes that. Goes the president.
I don't know what he's going. Oh, yeah, there it is.
What's it called? It's Ridin' Joe Biden? Well, that doesn't make any sense. Was he on a motorcycle?
It's one of those where, like, you climb in it so it looks like you're on
you
Joe
are
Biden's
physically
shoulders.
Riding Joe Biden.
Like you're on his shoulders.
Yes.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Gee, that's
I'm not sure I like that at all.
Well, there's actually a Trump version, too.
That's a bad
too.
Example to set for your son. I'm
great,
just
great costume, by the way.
He's
was...
carrying us into the new frontier of America, Joe Biden.
Anyway, remember in Hubie Halloween?
Yes, I do.
What Tim Meadows' character was wearing? The one where it looks like he's holding his head because he has the fake arms, but then it's like the neck above it. That's a great costume.
I would dress as a Twinkie 3 years in a row.
And his wife is not turned on.
You went out as who?
I went dressed as a Twinkie 3 years in a row.
A Twinkie?
Yeah, I had like one of those Twinkie
costumes. Does that have a normal
costumes.
Outfit on?
Did you were able to keep the cream
I thought that's
filling?
What you were dressed as today.
I was going to say, you wore it to work today. It's weird. It's not Halloween yet.
Well, they can make it through a pandemic, though, those Twinkies. They'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, they'll be here.
Yeah. Remember when they were gone and there was a rush on them?
There was
like $100 a box.
There was
online.
A shortage. There was a shortage, yeah.
It didn't last long.
This guy on Twitter said, I imagine Andy also loves Runts.
Remember
are those the little fruits? They were gross.
I do. No, I like them.
I know you
they're
do.
Like, they're like sugar. Skittles. Fun they're dip. Like mini Skittles. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, but they're just like sugar that melt in your mouth. And they had the little banana and the... Oh, those were good. Why are those not good?
Ooh, dice?
Are Smarties the little pills that are lined up in the...
Yes, Smarties look like
I don't hate those.
Aspirin.
You open those and just pour the whole line of pills in your mouth?
Dice says dice the best Halloween treat is that when adults get handed a nice mixed drink or a nip.
Oh, yes.
That's nice. I like that, Dice.
I don't know if you've reached that
bobbing for
that
nips
level
is one
yet.
Of my favorite games.
That was one of the most eye-opening experiences of my parenting life.
Well,
when you reach a certain point where like a couple families say you want to go trick-or-treating and meet at a house
hammered.
And somebody comes out with like a 30-pack in a cooler and a wagon. Like, all these wagons that look like, oh, we're towing our little kid around because we won't get tired.
No, there's a 30. Walking his legs off.
And... There's a 30-pack in that wagon. Well, or there's mixed drink. Oh, that's a red Solo cup. What do you got in there? Or like, it's unreal how many parents get absolutely housed.
Daddy's Halloween juice.
It was eye-opening to me that happens so often.
Look what you have to look forward to,
Rich. I'll be out there on Saturday. We'll hit a couple of houses. Oh, sounds good to me.
He'll hit a couple of houses, and he'll have a 30-pack in his wagon.
That's all I need.
hit two houses. Uh-huh.
Consult the brownies at the back of the freezer. Those are daddy's.
What are you doing?
Now we're doing edibles,
now we're
John?
Doing drugs?
For God's sakes.
Jeez.
She's one for Manfred, crying out loud, John,
candy.
And she's one.
Talk about candy.
When we come back, we're going to talk about Stephon Gilmore. And we'll hear what Teddy Bruschi told OMF yesterday about what the effect will be if you trade Stephon Gilmore, something Rich and I have talked about, and Andy's weighed in as well. We'll get to that. We will at some point today, not sure of timing right now, talk to Patriots running back James White. We'll get to your
11:45, Dale. Oh, I'm just being told. 11:45 for James White.
So we'll talk James White. Peter King will join us. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, and it's time to trend.
More of Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
Hanging for Trevor. If it's not him, then Lance is the manse. Boom! Roasted!
On WEEI.
There's the effect on Gilmore if he's on the trade block. There's also now an effect on the entire locker room. Because if I'm on that defense, I'm saying, like, that's our best guy over there. And we're thinking about getting rid of these guys. If I were Bill, I would try to give some type of reassurance to the guys that Steph wasn't going anywhere and that would help. But if he doesn't, and players can read the writing on a wall that now we're trying to get rid of guys, I mean, this season is going to go down and go down quickly.
Well, who would know better what the attitude in the locker room would be than Patriots Hall of Fame linebacker Teddy Bruschi, who was on yesterday with OMF. Rich, we've talked about this ourselves as well, about the message you send to the room if you start wheeling away guys like Stephon Gilmore. Now, I guess theoretically you could wait and see what happens Sunday. If you lose the game, you say to the locker room, hey, what do you want me to do? I mean,
right. If you guys played better, maybe we wouldn't be in this situation because you also have to think
good anymore.
But I think the guys on the team also realize, like, it is a business, right? Most of the guys know that.
Yeah.
And if you're not playing very well, and also realistically, is Stephon Gilmore going to be on the 2021 Patriots?
I don't think so.
And I think most don't think that he will be. And again, you don't have to go that far back. I mean, look at all these different players that sort of ended. In odd ways, right? They didn't all go out on their own, let's say, and some of the great Patriots of all time. It's funny, we were going over the all-dynasty team for like a week ago, and you go up and down that list. How many of those guys had like solid, like, I'm going to hang up in my career here as a member of the New England Patriots? No, they all got traded. Some of them got cut. And those are the best of the best of the best. So what's different, though, because the one example that I have is when they traded Jamie Collins, all they got was a pick, and he's a starter on defense. He's a young guy that you were eventually going to have to pay, but you're like, wait a minute, you're a Super Bowl team. Why are you just getting rid of Jamie Collins? But they weren't 2-4
when they
did that.
They were a contending team.
They were good.
And could overcome the loss.
Like, all right, next man up, I guess, sort of a message to, like, everybody's going to get your act together here, and we got to go forward, and you were still a contender. You're already not a contender. And maybe some of the guys are holding out hope that they can be, but as soon as you trade Gilmore now, the messages were done.
Well, Andy, don't you think they always know in the locker room? Right now, they know we are not a Super Bowl team. In fact, we'll be lucky to be a playoff team. They're not stupid. They know.
Yeah. No, I do. I think in general, we forget they're people. Like, they have eyes. They also have family members that are like, hey, you guys aren't very good. You know, I mean, they're talking to people. That's just Matthew Slater joked with Mutt and I the other night that, you know, he goes home, talks to his wife, and she does a lot of listening, and they talk about these things. Somewhere in there, she says, well, you know, maybe you guys aren't as good as you've been in past year. Brady did leave, you know, and like, there's some honesty there, I do think. But what Rich said is it's a business. If the Patriots tell the players it's a business, then don't be surprised if the players tell the Patriots it's a business. And what I mean by that is,
I know what you mean.
I'm Joe Tooney. I'm a free agent at the end of the year, and I'm coming off a minor injury.
By the way, I'd wheel him too.
Sure, but if he stays and I'm Joe Tooney, now I don't think Joe Tooney would do this, but you know, I might have a hammy that's bothering me. I'm going to sit out the next few weeks to make sure I'm...
Well,
or Julian Edelman. I've been getting shots in my knee, let's say. I'm just hypothetically speaking.
Yep.
Why am I going to keep getting shots in my knee? So I am trying to win at all costs, put my body on the line, but you just traded our best player.
What?
And the comparison to Collins is right, because at the time, it was either McCourty or Daron Harmon. One of them said, as they were sort of talking through it in front of the media, we just traded our best defensive player. Like, they thought Jamie Collins was their best defensive player, best all-around athlete, and they traded him. The difference is, and Ken keeps bringing up, oh, you traded Randy Moss. All of those, especially the Randy Moss one, that was prime of your...
shot himself out of town, too.
But it was also prime of your damn career. GOAT quarterback Tom Brady was still the centerpiece of the team.
Right.
You're scuffling with what you have, and you remove the best player. You didn't trade Tom Brady. That was your best player, right? You're trading your best player right now in Stephon Gilmore. How can it be taken as any other message than... we're playing for the future. We're not playing for now. But you guys keep playing for now.
So they also traded Jamie Collins the day after they beat the Buffalo Bills in Week 8. They traded him on Halloween. They were 7-1 and going into their bye week. So it was so different than this.
Not even close.
It was
and
shocking.
And Bill Belichick
though.
Was in that. Well, how do you question what he does?
And then what was interesting is they came out the next week and lost. And so you were wondering,
they
hate
their coach.
Well, is this going to snowball at all? I know they lost to Russell Wilson in Seattle. It was not like they lost to some slap. But then they won out, and then that was the year that they capped it off with the comeback over Atlanta. So they won the Super Bowl the year they traded Jamie Collins. But again, they were 7-1. They weren't 2-4 or 2-5 with, let's face it, a quarterback battle or controversy at the very least, or a question at that position. So it's very different. It'd be tough to spin as, hey, you're going to, hey, we're still in this, guys. It's like, wait a minute. You just traded our best defensive player for a second-round pick? How does that help us?
We can all agree.
There's a fine piece on WEEI.com right now.
Who wrote it?
The headline is, Patriots should sell Stephon Gilmore the same way he's trying to sell his house at a high price. In other words, Andy Hart straddling the Glenn Ordway fence. Well, they should trade him, but maybe not. Or maybe if you get a lot of...
Well, you don't have to. What's the point of trading him just for the sake of trading him? Now, I sent a bad message and didn't maximize my return. You have next spring. I agree with Rich. I do not believe that Stephon Gilmore will be on the 2021 Patriots. But
and I heard Lou say this yesterday. I agree with him. I guarantee you he's a training camp holdout if he's still on this roster.
Yeah, he won't be.
And he's got to be gone. Right. They tried trading him this year.
Right.
Multiple times.
Right. And already. I mean, even, Crapsheet yesterday says... he's getting a new deal. The question is, do the Patriots give him a new deal or does the next team give him a new deal after they trade him? He's getting a new deal.
But isn't the second-round pick the most obvious thing? A first-round pick is too much. A third-round pick is not enough, and you're basically just going to get a comp pick or whatever.
Second and a player, because then you muddy the water. Just like he does with the, I'll send you a 7, but get a 6, and then I'll flip the 6 for 2 5s, and no one will ever know what you traded that guy for.
So a player, like a young player that you can plug in somewhere, and you're like, see, we're helping the team
a
little bit.
Now you confuse the locker room. Wait, I know we got rid of Gilmore. That's not good, but we did bring in a tight end. Does that help us maybe? Like, I'm now confused. Are we buying? Are we selling? Did we do both? And now maybe I can't, like, quit on the team.
And the other thing I wanted to mention, too, and I heard when Fourier joined the Greg Hill Show, he was talking to Wiggy about this, because they had both been on, obviously, Super Bowl winning teams, and they've also both been on bad teams. And not just Andy's point about, hey, if the Patriots are treating this as a business, now maybe my injury is a little bit worse than it is, but also the next level of when you're actually on the field and there's a fumble, maybe I'm not going for it.
Like, or Cam Newton in a Super Bowl, baby.
Right, seriously. But you just see a little bit more of that. Be like, I have next season to think about.
Yep.
And for the Patriots, the last 20 years, or the last 20 years of football that we watched, they never had the, I got to think about next season. It was always about the postseason. It was always about, making sure you were in a position. Even the years that they missed the playoffs came down to a tiebreaker at the end of the year. So they played 16 meaningful games in 02, 16 meaningful games in 08. This is... we might get to the point where they play 8 meaningless games.
And I'll be curious to see what that looks like down there.
I know.
I don't think it'll look good because I'll tell you, the meaningful game I saw.
I don't mean it from an entertainment point of view. I mean, can Bill Belichick and the coaching staff keep this team giving as good an effort as they can give?
Were they giving as good an effort as they can give last week in the second half, I think, is a question.
I didn't think so.
Okay. No. So we already, they're still, quote unquote, in the hunt, right? We're not totally pulling the plug on the season yet, and we already are questioning what it looked like in the second half of a football game. What's that going to look like in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month? You know, you're playing the Ravens, and you lost already to the Bills, and sort of things are, and we traded Gilmore. It could be ugly.
But is there enough guys, could you have enough guys on the team that are, at the very least, playing for pride or their next contract? Like, there are going to be certain free agents that say,
you know,
I have to dive on the ball. I have to because I am putting tape out there.
But what about the guys that are the opposite end of the spectrum? The McCourties and the Slaters who thought maybe they considered opting out this year. They've got everything. Right? They thought of opting out this year, and they came back, and now...
Well, those would be the guys I would worry about, and those would be the guys that would have to make a decision. But they're also the most accountable professionals.
Right. So it's a weird dynamic.
Those are guys for whom I think pride does matter.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, pride in themselves, pride in what they do.
But sometimes do you not know? Like, you think you're going full speed, or
you're not.
It's hard to fake it on a football field. It's hard to cover a kick on a football field half in. To say, I'm going to run through this guy. Or I'm going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what was that on last Sunday?
Right.
Were they all in on defense against San Francisco, or do they get pushed around early and we're like, oh, this sucks?
I mean, a guy we know will give it his all, but just use him as an example. Like, Gunnar Olszewski. The way he plays, like, it's all in.
He's got one speed, for better or worse. That's it.
And I think he will continue to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know that others will. I don't know that a Devin, and I don't know that they're going to make a conscious effort to say, no, I'm not practicing this week. I'm not playing this week. I'm not going to try.
80% this week.
I know that you see Derrick Henry turn the corner and you're like,
oh, I fell on my ankle.
Pulled a hammy. Was that a seam in the turf there?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's weird. I fell down.
Oh, yeah.
I think that the smart business move for Bill Belichick, and I think he's always done what's best for business, the best business move is to trade him.
See, I think the best business move is to keep him because I can still trade him in the offseason. I think there's a chance you will have a better market after teams get a finalized salary cap. They know exactly what they're doing. They may know what 2021 looks like in terms of, oh, we're going to be back to full crowds. We're going to have an injection of revenue into the organization. I think there's a good argument to be made. The best business decision overall is to wait and trade him next March, get draft picks then.
I think you decide after Sunday, to be honest. And I know it's a risk because the guy could always get hurt. But yep. I think you play Sunday because as bad as the Patriots are, I really don't think the Bills are that good either. That's why I'm sort of torn on who's going to win on Sunday because I'm not sold on either one of them. It's similar
Josh
to...
Josh Allen's numbers against the Patriots, the three times he's played them in his career, are awful.
Oh, they're awful. I mean, he's getting better, but you're right, they're awful. Yeah. But...
Again, now, they haven't played him this year,
right.
And he's much improved this year over what he was last year.
But this isn't that outrageous. If they beat the Bills and then beat the Jets, they're 4-4, and that means the Bills would have lost to the Pats, and let's say they lose to Seattle. Again, not that much of a stretch.
Yeah.
So now they're 5-4, and you're 4-4, and you have the head-to-head tiebreaker with them. So I would wait. Now, if you lose, now you're even further away. Right now, you don't have the tiebreaker. It's another whole game apart. At that point... Yeah, you know what? The next eight games might be pretty ugly, but I'm going to get a second-round pick for Gilmore. All right, because I think I can get more now than I can at the end of the season.
Let me ask you guys this question, too. Does, in a weird way, does the pandemic make it easier to wheel him? In other words, you're playing in an empty barn anyway. The reaction in that stadium, if normally you're going from 68,000 people and now the team sucks and you're going down to 40, it looks horrible, and the 40 who are there are pissed off anyway, well... There's nobody here anyway, so
it's like the Red Sox this year.
Yeah, exactly.
But it might go the other way. What did Bill compare it to? Practice or a scrimmage, right? He said that's what it's like. So now I have players who may or may not be invested, who won't even get caught up in the day of game festivities and energy of the stadium. They could be sleepwalking through every home game they play the rest of the way, right? Because there's nothing to inject life into them. They're sulking.
Later on in the program, we'll play a little segment. I appeared on Keyshawn Johnson's ESPN radio show yesterday. And one of the things they asked was, well, do you think that it's affecting the Patriots? You know, that they don't have the energy and they don't have the people in the building. God, I hope they're not trying to convince themselves of that.
No, it's not.
Because
it can't be
most places in the NFL, there aren't people.
Right. And Cam has all this energy, right? That's all we heard about since he showed up here. Is like he brings his own energy. Yeah, maybe it's not
kind
great
of faded
anymore.
In
but a couple
weeks
ago, I thought
now
there
he's
might
got
be
that
some.
Corona fog.
Yep, maybe it's as good of a reason as any that I've
is
heard.
It, or is it just that he's not that good?
Is he this bad? I have a hard time like understanding why he's this.
What's
bad.
His record in his last 13 NFL starts?
Oh my
starts?
God! With Ron Rivera and the, who that got canned?
No,
by
no,
the
no.
Panthers?
It includes Patriots too.
Yeah. What is he two?
What did Ron Rivera do last week? Beat cancer and the Cowboys. Winner.
I'll give him
That's
credit.
That's a big week
I'll
for
give
him.
I'll give him a ton of credit for the cancer part. That's it.
Rang the bell on the Cowboys and rang the bell on cancer, baby.
Beat Andy Dalton and the Cowboys. Holy smokes.
On a different team than the one Cam Newton played on with him. Thus, point null.
And who's the quarterback
the
now for the Cowboys?
About?
Is it Bend Over? Who's this guy?
Gucci Bendinucci.
That's an Andy Hart joke.
Gucci Bendinucci. I like his better.
Gucci Bendinucci. Yep.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll let you guys react. Your calls are coming up next. James White next hour. Peter King as well. Dale and Keefe with Hart. Sports Radio WEEI.
How many times has Rich Keefe been wrong?
Zero.
Ever?
Ever. Ever. Ever.
Now back to Dale and Keefe on WEEI.
Dale's 100% right. This was easy. This had common sense written all over it. You know, you keep talking, Glenn, about, he was with his manager, Roberts, you know, the whole time, and he was a cancer survivor before that. These guys were all hanging out together. This was before he was positive.
No,
when
no,
you
no,
test
no,
positive,
no,
it was wild. You're talking positive. About,
that's,
fine.
That's not true.
Wild, okay,
he was
fine.
Positive.
We all have more information. I don't know how you guys would even fight me on this because the dude is sick. He has COVID-19.
Okay. He's not sick.
So Christian agreed with our take yesterday on Justin Turner. Glenn evidently didn't. Major League Baseball put out a statement yesterday about Turner. I'm just going to give you a couple of lines from it that matter. Following the Dodgers' victory, it is clear that Turner chose to disregard the agreed-upon joint protocols and the instructions he was given regarding the safety and protection of others. While a desire to celebrate is understandable, Turner's decision to leave isolation and enter the field was wrong and put everyone he came in contact with at risk. When MLB security raised the matter of being on the field with Turner, he emphatically refused to comply. So basically, he gave Major League Baseball the unenviable option, which would be hard to do, of having their security people literally drag this guy off the field following a World Series win.
I don't know why they didn't tase him to the ground and carry him out. That's what I would have done. But easy. This guy's no problem. We looked it up. He's 5'11", 200 pounds. He's Rich Keefe walking around. If you wanted to remove me from the field, you could do it. You could easily do it. You put a knee in my back. I go down. You do the thing where you bend my arm all the way up to the top. I'm out. Easily could have done that.
I agree.
So
health officials in the city of Los Angeles have now instructed the Dodgers that the entire traveling party that did return to Los Angeles yesterday will now be required to quarantine for the next 14 days.
Okay, so would they not have done that had he not gone on the field? Had he just spent the game day with them?
Yeah, I don't know the answer.
You don't get corona the second you get the test result.
Yeah,
the test result says you already had it.
Yesterday doesn't mean they're negative.
I was like,
it doesn't
mean
they're
guys on next Monday.
He didn't get it when they told him he had it. He already had it. That's where I'm with Glenn on this. Like, you had it. You were around everybody. So it's the typical optics that everybody cares about.
But I feel like in baseball, you're actually further away from everybody than, like, when you're taking team pictures and kissing each other
but
and celebrating.
But you're still in the dugout and you're still in. I don't know how close they were or weren't, and they should have that.
I don't know what proximity he had with Dave Roberts during a normal game day. You know, chances are real good. I've been around baseball teams before games. Chances are real good. He was never within 10 feet of Dave Roberts.
Right, and we don't know.
But post-game, after he knew he tested positive, he's sitting next to Dave Roberts, who's a cancer survivor.
And Dave Roberts is sitting next to him.
Yep.
He didn't flip out and run off and say, I'm not taking a picture.
I almost wonder what you'd do at that point if you're Dave Roberts.
If you care,
you
could save your life.
You could have moved.
If you think you're putting yourself in a life risk, you wouldn't have. I mean, Mookie is the only one that I heard specifically say they didn't really care. Like, they weren't going to take the moment away from him.
Right.
That it was fine with Mookie.
Yeah.
But I think it was fine with most of them, because I think if they cared, if you're Dave Roberts, you do something about it. Now, you can argue the flip side. Turner puts him in a bad spot. He just won the World Series as manager.
Did
now he makes him
spot.
Not celebrate. Yeah. So you want your celebration, but your decision could cost your manager his chance to celebrate. So there's sort of a swappage there, but I do think it's...
And by the way, there was at least one wife of a player who was on the field who's pregnant.
Sure. Like, I'm not saying that there isn't a consideration for that a bad decision was made. I'm saying it's been blown up, as it always is with this topic, in terms of the optics. It's my argument before. Bill Belichick
can be fine.
But you're
not defending Justin Turner, though.
I'm not defending him. I don't think it's that big a deal. I really don't. Outdoors, and he's already spent all... Are you going to prove to me?
Major League Baseball thought it was a big deal.
So you think they're credible.
And the Major League Baseball Players Association, who had a joint agreement about this stuff.
Right.
This is what we're going to do.
But Major League Baseball,
screw that.
But Major League Baseball is also the ones that came up with the great idea of getting test results back during a game.
Right.
So I take whatever they say out of it.
They're the least credible source ever.
This
I'm not going to listen to them.
The game.
I think they're covering their asses.
Well, they also had gone 58.
We told him not to go out there, but he went out there anyway.
Well, they'd also gone 58 straight days without a positive test. Again, the protocols that were agreed to by the Players Association and Major League Baseball. And Justin Turner said, screw it. I'm the one that matters, not that.
And his teammates said, we don't really care.
Yeah, the teammates didn't have
the ones I've heard from. And I'm with Rich.
I haven't
Rich.
Heard from many, but like, Mookie is absolutely one of those.
Like, we're going to get test results back in the middle of the game? What if it
Why
said
is that a thing?
12 people just tested positive?
Games
they all
over.
Have to be
yep.
pulled?
Game's over.
Over?
Game's
is
over.
Is it a forfeit?
Yeah. So once the game started, I guess I didn't realize just how... how fragile it was. So we could have been watching game 3 of the World Series and it's a close game and all of a sudden, guys, game's over. Everybody has it.
Right.
Like, why'd you start?
Yeah, it makes no sense to me, which is why I won't say all because, and I also just think, if you really care, now I know Rich was half joking about tasing and grabbing.
No, that's serious.
And, like, if you care about it, if this is an issue to you.
I would into the earth.
And you're in the right because you have the agreement.
I would tase the corona out of them.
And I'd be fine with
I would
that.
Do. I'd be like, I'd just make a real spectacle out of it.
No, but they have make the screaming. Spectacle the next day in a release. We really didn't
we
want
were
him to
so
go
mad.
Out there,
like, well, but he went out there.
If I get the Rona.
And now we're going to take this to the next step, you know. If anyone else tests positive, we're going to say it came from the celebration, not prior to the celebration, right?
Yeah.
Not when he was spending time with
the dog out.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's
well,
all just
it'll
optics.
Also depend on the Dodgers traveling party. That was the other thing, and Rosenthal made this point. It wasn't just the Dodgers players who were on the field postgame. Their families were. There was Major League Baseball personnel. There was media personnel in terms of camera people, sound people, a couple of reporters. There were other people who were out
so
in and
Turner
around
Turner
as well.
Fly home with the team?
No, he stayed. He was not part of the travel party. He stayed in.
So that kind of explains it right there, or I think, you know, if the team is fine with him traveling home, then yeah, they'd be fine with him celebrating with them. But if it's like, yeah, you
Except
can celebrate,
no,
but you can't
with
fly
him,
with
yeah.
them. Like,
no, because the outdoor part is an issue
you know,
versus
it's actually,
travel.
It's actually,
have you heard the Patriots?
It's actually safer to fly in a plane right now than it is to go to the grocery store.
It's because of the air circulation.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. So
what about
crashing?
What about celebrating
my grocery
World Series?
Store has
I don't
never
know.
Crashed while I was in
well,
it.
I mean coronavirus based.
Oh, okay.
No,
although,
I
don't know, with all these psychos out there, it's probably just the same.
It gets back to my Bill Belichick can be fined $350,000 for not wearing a mask on the sideline, but when he does his post-game bows, here's how the team gets up afterwards.
Put that on the website.
No mask. We'll put that on the website. It's
no,
just
that doesn't make
and
sense.
If I said to you, would you rather spend time in a bus, clubhouse, hotel with a person who may or may not have it, or out in the middle of a field with a person that has it? I would take out in the middle of the field. I'm still outdoors. Keep me outdoors.
Oh, yeah. I would choose outdoors.
Fresh air.
But the same thing is, like, if I was around you, let's say you had it. Hypothetically. And on Tuesday, we did a show together in here. Stop breathing like that. And we did a show together on Tuesday. And you had it Tuesday. Right? Or maybe you had it, but you weren't sure. And then Thursday, you had it. I wouldn't be like, yeah, let me hang around you still because, the damage is probably done on Tuesday.
No, but
like,
what if
you kind of take away some of the
chances
of getting
it? What if our Marconi Acceptance Award dinner was that night?
I would do it virtually. I'd say, Andy, you can go ahead and accept it and infect everybody. Go ahead.
And I understand that, you know, there were mutual decisions to be made here, but I'm just pointing out that, Andy, let's say you did have it, just for the sake of our discussion.
Why do we keep pointing at me?
Because you.
I'm going to guess you probably wouldn't kiss your wife.
But what if I had already kissed or done more
said,
with her like 12
said,
hours earlier?
Ooh,
like,
all what? I said, Andy, was if you found out you tested positive today, would you go home and kiss her?
Is it the greatest moment of my life? I don't know.
Did he just win the World Series?
Did I just win the World Series?
Now.
I probably wouldn't. That seems a bit much.
And by the way, I'm not talking about the greatest moment of his life. I'm talking about protecting your wife.
They actually say that consensual sex, it's hard to transmit the virus. So if you had consensual sex with her, I think you'd be okay.
I don't know if I... True. So if it's not consensual, it's dangerous. Oh,
no, I just wouldn't do that, is what I'm saying.
No, yeah. I know, but how is that any different?
I wanted to be clear.
Okay. But if I wouldn't probably kiss my wife. You're right. That's a decision I wouldn't make. I do think I'd
because
want to be on
you would be saying, I don't want to take a chance.
No, it's because he's been married for a long time.
But I do think I'd want to be on the field. So I think I'd be torn there. I don't think I'd want to be sitting in a dark room by myself like I have a concussion, right? Like, I'd want to be out with the trophy. And I don't know, are my teammates open to it? Did they in some way express? Like, if I start to walk down the tunnel towards the field and I see teammates running the other direction, maybe I just turn around. But if one of them runs up and hugs me or high-fives me, I'd be like, okay, they seem okay with it. I'll take another couple steps toward the field. I just think it's the perfect example of optics. He was with the team every minute up until that point, and then they find out a test, and it's like, wow, you got to get him out of there. You can't spend five more minutes with him. It's weird.
It'll be interesting to see what happens because he is a 35-year-old free agent whose career may well be done. I mean, this might have been the walk-off into the sunset moment for him, but
these people that are worked up.
They could do that.
It's all smoke and mirrors. He should sue them for having a dumbass testing system that let him know in the freaking seventh inning or whatever.
That is so bad.
You want to protect people? Make sure you know everybody
then
he'd before.
Then have to sue his players association, too.
Well, not if he's not in the league anymore.
It's not his players association.
Your career's over. Nope, I'm out, guys.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Let's get to a couple of these calls before we break at the top of the hour. Lou's down on the Cape. Hey, Lou.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good.
What's going on?
Outstanding. I just wanted to speak real quickly on the rebuilding process. Mm-hmm. It's very important that if you rebuild, that you have something to rebuild around. And that's the difference between starting all over. So I would definitely keep Gilmore because I know he's not as good as he was last year, but he's still a lot better than a lot of DBs out there. And then the defense is actually the best part of the team that we have. So I would like to see them retain him and just build on the other side of the football, add the piece. And that way you're one step closer to regaining the level of success that we're used to having in New England. And this
Lou, do you think he's going to play here next year?
I would see. I don't know, because with that $5 million, Dale, doesn't that throw you off?
Well, you
because I would say
it's worse now.
Lou, under
they
your...
took it from next year's contract, moved it to this year's. He's making less next year. He ain't playing for $7 million next
Lou,
year.
Lou, under your scenario that he's a guy to build around, you're giving him like a 3 or a 4 year extension at $75 million or something like that. If you want to keep him around, you need to give him
and
a
I think
big
that's
money extension.
Bad business, you know.
I would not do
a 30-year-old cornerback. And again, it's crazy, but that's how the league kind of works, especially at certain positions. Yes, he was the best cornerback in football last year. He's not this year.
He sure was.
And he certainly won't be next year.
And you paid him to be the best cornerback in football when you signed him for 5 years at $65 million. Yep. That's why you wanted him.
Highest paid defensive player ever in team history.
So you've already paid him. You took care of that. Now you're going to move on and pay some. Maybe you want to sign J.C. Jackson. That's smarter money.
I think it was a good premise when he was talking about, hey, if you want to rebuild, you need players to build around. And he's right.
Yes.
I guess I would disagree with the caller. I don't think Gilmore is one of those pieces. If he was 25 years old, you're absolutely right. 27 years old, you're absolutely right. At 30, I think his best days, and he's had a great career, but his best days are behind him. And now you have to look at, all right, what other pieces on this team, what guys who are 25 and younger do you really want to keep? And you make sure that those guys are in a good position, and you try to upgrade everywhere else.
617-779-7937. Matt's in Connecticut. Hey, Matt.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
Doing great.
Super.
I just want to throw a theory out there.
All right.
You know, I have this theory that Belichick is trying to tank the season without trying to upset the fans too much. And how do you do that? You don't put Stidham in as quarterback because you know he sucks. You know, that looks like you're trying to tank. You go out there and find somebody who has a reputation, who has a very minimal contract in Cam Newton, and you know he's not any good anymore. And you stick them in there to try to please the fans that you're trying to do.
Matt, let me ask you a quick question. I love a conspiracy, but Matt, let me ask you one. Do you think Belichick cares at all what the fans think?
You know what? I think he's trying to. Yeah, he's got his new Subway commercial out there. I'm sure he's trying to make all the money off all that, that deal and stuff.
That's a no.
And I don't know if he's trying to tank and rebuild and just try to keep the fans a little happy.
If he wanted to keep the fans happy, Malcolm Butler probably plays in the Super Bowl.
he might have, yeah.
It's also easier to not care what the fans think when they're not actually
there. Even there.
You never have to see the fans, ever. If I don't go on Twitter and I don't listen to talk radio.
Assuming he's not out at the supermarket somewhere.
Right. No, he's not. He gets it delivered to the house or whatever. He's an older man. He has to be safe with his health.
That's right.
But you don't have to even have to walk out the tunnel where one guy might yell, Belichick, yeah. You suck. You're nothing without Brady. He doesn't have to hear that.
I don't think
that was just
it.
Fitzy last game yelling at him. Was...
I mean, when they were 2-1 and they were one play away from beating the, at the time, undefeated Seahawks, I don't think it looked like they were in tank mode.
Well, that's why. They ran that predictable play on the goal line. They didn't want to accidentally win that game.
I would have ran that same play.
I love the creativity of the conspiracy
outside
theory.
The box, I like that.
But if he was in full tank mode, as the caller said,
Stidham would have been
Jared
your guy.
Stidham would be playing
week one.
He'd be playing.
That's the beauty of it. You have to tank without looking like you're tanking. Uh-huh. That's why he knew that when he signed Cam Newton, he agreed with my quarterback list. He was signing like the 22nd, 25th best quarterback in football. He didn't agree with you guys and Chris Sims and everybody. Oh, he's getting a top 10 quarterback. Mm. He was sneaky smart. That's what Bill always is. Sneaky smart.
Lance is the manse.
Yep.
Yeah, well said. Well said.
Never seen him play.
Well, but I'd say if they were, because they sent some mixed messages in the offseason.
Yes.
You know, just the way they sort of built this entire team and the way it was, oh, we're going to franchise Joe Tooney. He's like, you're going to franchise Joe Tooney? Oh, you'll trade him. Nope, not going to trade him. We're going to keep him, bring him back.
15
million. You had the McCourties, keep the McCourties.
Devin McCourty, you want $23 million over 2 years?
So
sure.
Wait a minute. So I guess you're committed to this team, even though you didn't have a quarterback at the time? It was
just
for
leadership and spokesmanship and those types of things.
And Friday interviews on WEEI.
100%.
And, of course, you've got the comparison with the NFC Offensive Player of the Month. We'll talk about that when we come back in just a couple of minutes. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.